gestures, yeah, that's good too, and very infrequently eyes. But dogs don't have hands, and they don't work quite like ours, and gestures, they don't work quite like our hands and arms would. So they watch your eyes. Oh, yes, indeed. I thank you for bringing that up. I really do, because that explains some things. Horses are the same way. I'd have a big soft spot in my heart for horses. And a respect. You get on a 2,000-pound Tennessee Walker, and you have instant respect for the animal close to you. KK4JBQ.
Let me check again. It's been at least another 10 minutes. Let me check again, Larry. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
This is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey Radio Check.
Hey, Ed, I don't know what you did, but you did something that was not for the better because it's got a lot of static in it. It sounds like the sound when you're either off frequency a little bit or the coax in the back of the radio got loose. So that's what it sounds like, but I can't say it's either one of those, but it does not sound good.
Or is this any better, over?
That's as clear as you were when you originally checked in. Yeah, so whatever you're doing with the high power, you're overdoing it, and it's breaking down. So, yeah, whatever the high power, whatever the weakest component is, you're turning out heat energy, not RF energy.
You know, I was on very low power. I was on, I was on probably about 10 watts, and now I should be on about 20, and I was on 50 before, over.
Okay, well, the 20 is okay. The 10 was okay, but the 50 is definitely not okay. Whatever the weak link is in your transmission line or in your radio or in your antenna, it's getting exposed when you go to 50.
On my Yagi, and I was getting some hum on the J-pole, so I've got to check my connections over.
Okay. Yeah, I might want to clean them up and try it again. Sometimes PL-259 will do that. They're not that good of connector. It's not like a UHF connector. The VHF connectors are kind of like a weak link in the whole system. But, yeah, you sound fine as long as you keep that power low.
Thank you. This is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey out.
Anytime, Ed. That's one of the reasons we're here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, I would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Sounds like that's got them all, Larry. Well, what else you got for us this evening? This Friday evening, what do you plan on doing for the weekend?
JW and the net, this is KK4JBQ. Well, the weekend, I haven't made no plans. It's, I have things I have to do. I don't know. These days it seems like plans are made for me, you know? Something breaks, I gotta fix it. Something's dirty, I gotta clean it. It's like walking into walls. Maybe that's how it is. And, you know, Donna has a very busy life. We don't plan a lot of things together, and she has a group of ladies that she likes to be with, and she has responsibilities at church, both in the choir and in the food pantry and on the executive board. And, you know, so she's kind of involved and in things that I'm not involved in. So I just look for things to do. And there's no, I don't have to look far, let's say. I don't have to look far. Well, it's after 10 o'clock, and no new check-ins just recently, so maybe we've run our course. But I'll tell you what, this is a fine thing, and I appreciate you being there for us tonight, Dave, calling the net for us and bring us all together. This is KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back to you and hope you have a good night, Dave. 7-3.
Okay, Larry, I do appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of that. That gives second shift plenty of opportunity to check in, right? Which we need plenty of opportunity for second shift to get here because there are a lot of other nets going on. Not necessarily every night of the week, but there are different nights of the week. And I know Tommy sometimes can't get here because a net runs long, so he has to wait till later on. And sometimes if the net ends early, he doesn't get to check in. So do appreciate you holding the net and keeping it going. And interesting conversation, too. And I meant to tell you, yeah, we got a cat, too. And the cat, like you said, a cat's not a dog. But she is a loving cat. She does come upstairs every once in a while. She used to be upstairs all the time. She used to sleep on the bed all the time. But since the puppies arrived, she doesn't do that much anymore. I had to go get her last night and bring her up and put her on the bed to let her know she's still welcome if she wants to. She stayed there all night long last night. But it's like she's angry. It's like she got a chip on her shoulder because the puppies are here. So you have to say, come on, get over it. They're here for a lot longer than you're going to be here for because they're brand new and you're 6 years old. Anyway, I enjoyed the conversation immensely, Larry, and look forward to the next one that we're going to have. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that I check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet called W4DJW?
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey.
Go ahead, Ed.
About your cat, we've got now three. We did have two and ended up with a stray who's doing pretty good. Oh, one of the cats, an older one, likes to run out the front door if it's open, and he's an escape artist, very fast. Well, he got out one day, and I went to pick him up, and he wasn't ready to come in, and he bit me on my left middle finger, and it got infected. If you are bitten by a cat, go immediately to urgent care and get an antibiotic. I ended up in the hospital for 3 days. Over.
Well, Ed, you're the second person I heard that had that happen. The first one is the president of our club, Johnny Allison, WD4DYH. He got bit by his cat, and it lasted for a long, long time on the side of his hand. And like you said, if you get bit by a cat, immediately go get it tended to because it took him a long time to get over what happened when that cat bit him. A painful process, too. So, yeah, I haven't. Our cat, thankfully, hasn't bit anybody, but we don't play rough with her. And I did have a cat that liked to go outside. He was we got him when he was a little tiny thing. And I don't know, he just showed up in the driveway like the mother cat just abandoned him there and raised him up. He turned out to be a really big cat, a lot of fun. He was an indoor-outdoor cat. He would hear my car engine coming down the road from when I get home from Charlotte. And you'd see him sprinting across other people's front yards to meet me when I got in. Now, that's what dogs do. That's not what cats do. But this cat did that. And he'd jump up on the hood of the car, and he'd look at you through the windshield upside down, his head upside down. And then before I could get the car door open, he'd run around to the side of the car, stand up on his back legs, put his front legs on the window, on the side window, and be looking at me eyeball to eyeball. That's how big that cat was. That cat was a blast. I really liked having that cat around. But that's the only cat I've ever had that was like that, Ed.
Nice. He was a feral. That's why we call him Clipper, because when they catch a feral cat, neuter them, they clip off the tip of one ear. So when they catch him again, they know they've been through the process. And we adopted him, 7 or 8 years ago. And we've got a playpen for them underneath the deck. He goes in and out half a dozen times a day. But he also likes to run out the front door if we open him. And he didn't want to come in that particular day. So he fought, and I lost. Over.
Yeah. if my cat gets anxious about anything, it's like I give her a wide berth. I don't want to go to the hospital because of a cat bite.
Intravenous antibiotic for 3 days. My white blood count went up to 15,000. I'm not sure what the normal is, but that was pretty high according to them. Over.
Yeah, something very similar to that happened with Johnny when he got bit by his cat. He still has that cat too. I don't know that I would be that gracious.
Flowers, he's friendly. He just spent a day in the dentist and got some teeth removed, so he's recovering from that. But he tried to get out tonight also, over.
Yeah, this one that we have now doesn't even try. I take the puppies outside like 3, 4, 5 times a day, and sometimes I just leave the door cracked open, and she'll look out the door, and you might see her head come out. She might step her front legs out, and she'll look around. But if a car goes down the road or an airplane flies overhead, poof, she's gone, back in the house. Doesn't want anything to do with the outside.
That door and the area underneath the deck has worked out very well. He likes to do that. And I call him our new cat. He's about 4 years old. A friend had him showing up at the house, but they couldn't take him in. And he was too pretty to turn over to the shelter, because I think they would have put him down, because he needed extensive dental work. So we took him in, had him fixed, and he's turning out to be pretty good with the other cats, although he wants to play, and the older cat doesn't really know how. Over.
Yeah, that's the problem I'm in right now with the puppies and the cat. Puppies want to play, but she doesn't want to play with them. She doesn't care. She's got a chip on her shoulder. So, but with that, it's not that she doesn't know how. It used to be the opposite way around. When I had Maggie, which was the party Yorkie that I used to have, she was getting older, and the cat was young, and the cat would try to play with Maggie, and the Maggie didn't want anything to do with her. Now, that role has flipped. Now the puppies want to play with her, and she doesn't want anything to do with them. It's amazing how that works out, huh? KK4 or W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
My wife gave me a 3D printer for Christmas. I've been doing some interesting things with it, and I printed out a couple of turkeys. I wasn't sure how they would work because they're on very narrow, thin legs, and sure enough, one of them broke off the leg, so I'm trying to glue it back, but the quick glue stuff is not really working that quickly to get them back on, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to fix this one. But it's interesting stuff now. I can take a picture of a person face on, like a portrait, and make a bust of their head, which is really interesting. Over.
That would be something fun to do with your animals, to keep your animals around for a while. I've seen people that do that with a laser and a chunk of latex or whatever, that really clear acrylic, like a cube. And they burn a three-dimensional picture of your pet inside that, I guess, with crossing lasers. But that'd be really cool to have that capability.
This is like learning a whole new computer system. So I'm really having fun. It's all kinds of different filaments, and they act differently. You program it. If you go on the web and look up 3D print models, you'll see all the different kind of stuff that people have made files of that can be printed, and you can search for different things. And the only real thing I've made so far was some gears for a sewing machine. Over.
There's a guy on RC Flight Test. It's a YouTube channel who has 3D printers, and he has CNC machines both, and so he'll make a lot of parts like that. And he's made he made this one thing called a snowcat. And it was nothing but gears and tracks and gearing ratios and stuff like that. And you can learn a lot about 3D printing just by watching the different trial and error things that he's gone through. RC Flight Test, if you ever get a chance to look it up. He's got hundreds of videos over the years. I mean, he's been doing it since he was a kid, right? He's started off with flying at RC planes, and he's branched out into a lot of other areas. But really, really interesting to watch and to learn about 3D printing and all the different variations. They're doing 3D printing with RC airplanes now. You can buy the model, and you can print them out, and you glue them together. And it's a really lightweight, fast build for an RC airplane. And usually they do it for planes that need to fly really fast. I don't know why it is like that. You don't see gliders or heavy lift airplanes. You just see high-speed airplanes being 3D printed. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4EDW, probably because of weight. They want the speed to get the weight. The filament is pretty light, but not as light as balsa, and probably a little bit heavier in the construction than the open balsa wings. Over.
I think you're right, and I think the inside, like the airfoil, they have like a honeycomb mesh, and they try different meshes, different density of meshes and stuff like that to keep the skin from wiggling around when it's going through the air too fast, or keep from getting flutter, wingtip flutter and stuff like that, because that's one of the problems with high-speed airplanes. Flutter will start and be over with in milliseconds, right? So you can be zooming through the sky really fast at 180 miles an hour and everything's great, and then some flutter will set in, and you'll hear the slightest little briefest piece of the flutter, and then all of a sudden the whole plane comes apart. That's the way it works when you do really high-speed stuff. Well, Ed, I'm about ready to shut it down. You got anything else for us this evening? I got to get back to getting the weekend started.
I enjoy listening to you and Larry carry on conversations. I built a soapbox out of 2x4s, and I had the front and rear axle cross connected. So you could do a right angle turn very fast, but at a slow speed, it was like one of the long fire engines. Both the axles would turn. Over.
That sounds like a good solution. A really small turning radius, huh?
Within the length of the vehicle. We never did really get it working right because it turned so fast. And going downhill, we didn't need to turn that much. But it was an interesting experiment. Over.
Yeah, I think steering was probably the hardest thing to accomplish on those things because we didn't have a whole lot of high-quality parts. We just had whatever we could get our hands on, you know, the stuff you could find in your dad's junk box. Like somebody would have a pulley and somebody else would have a cable and somebody else would have a hammer and some nails, and we gather up the 2x4s that they threw away at around the houses that they were building. They'd tell us where the scrap pile was, and we'd go picking through the scrap pile for the best pieces of wood.
We completed one. I don't know exactly what the story was on it. And we would go down the hill, and I'd have a couple of the guys sitting on the back of it, which worked fine, gave it a little bit of speed. At the bottom of the hill, it started to go up, and then as we started up, the front wheels would come off and off the ground, and at that point, we had no steering, so we had to be real careful about that. Over.
Yeah, you didn't want to you didn't want to get the wheels off the ground. Let me check for any other stations. And I'll be right back to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW. I was thinking we might pick up K4XB, Tommy, but I guess he's probably gone to bed already. Well, Ed, you got anything else, or are we about ready to wrap it up?
Talking to you, and I need to do some stuff here, so we'll talk to you again down the road. Over.
All right, and stay clear of that cat that bites. Don't want you spending 3 days in the hospital again. Take care. One last call, all the way through the alphabet. If I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure to stop back by tomorrow night where I will be calling net tomorrow night again. You can hear me 2 times this week. And we still need, which reminds me, we still need net control operators. So if you'd like to call the net, or you've ever thought about doing that and you would like to, you can look up any of the net control call signs on QRZ. They've got email addresses you can send an email to, or you can just tell somebody on the net that you're interested and ask what you've got to do, and we'll get you started because we need more net control operators. Please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.